This is Jun Universe at Ninja Intuitive Energy Community of Oneness. Thank you for joining. Allow me in your experience, participating this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live archives, requesting energy reading and healing. Hope you're having a wonderful moment in your world. So where I am in this linear time flow is that just into the Mercury is to be retrograded. Someone told me that it's already into it. So perhaps that's where I am here. What does that mean is that one of these retrograde, the Mercury period, 3 weeks almost, is to encourage us to redo it, review it, something to do with reconnect, define. It would be an encouraged energy and something to begin as new. Or to commit something new is kind of against that energy. So use that universal flow as a wisdom of ancestors and ancestors, as an universal changes, and we are part of that change. And utilize that energy for our own better. That's the wise way to being part of it. And at the same time, refining our own journey into ideal healthy resonance. Today's focus I like to give is love yourself unconditionally first to love others. Love yourself unconditionally first to love others. After the weekly check-in, conscious breathing exercise being current. You know, I notice myself today is very centered, grounded in other words that fully connected here and now. More than usual, because most of the time I come here and start the podcast, and it takes moments to build up and rearranging myself to prepare for ideal stay as oneness within me and mind, feel, physical body in the space that I am connecting with you. But today I feel pretty conditioned well. Hope you can join me this nicely calm energy that I've been encouraged to share with you today. So let us do this breathing exercise. Allow my voice guide your attention. Energy moves where attention is given. Who is the attention giver for your energy is you, for using your own power. And use the breath. It's the sign that we are alive on this physical body, on this earth life. When we have hard time breathing, especially watching the patient challenged with COVID-19, is the hard to breathe. You know, that really reminds me that we just, inhaling and exhaling while we sleep without paying attention. For each breath, that is actually crazy if we do that all of the time on each breath. But how much amazing power and connection we are making on each breath with the universe and this life without it. You know, it's done. you're gonna transform out of your body and, into the next step, whatever that means to you. So as long as in this stage on life Earth, then we want to inhale and exhale oxygen, oxygenation to connect with this physical body as a ride. So doing this consciously is something that we all do, and to connect as one, consciously, intentionally feeding that, noticing that oneness on the one sky and excelling and all out to connect to the air around the globe, doing this together, conscious. That's a powerful awareness, As in a human being, we have a gift to be able to imagine, use our imagination and noticing, simply noticing that we are all connected and doing this together, help us to locally in this space, your space, in your body, in my body, consciously allow the air energy comes in and to align in where you are, what you are, what you are being at this present moment. All right, so that's a powerful exercise, and feel the connection, each part of you, and then also feel one another, we as one on the one universe. Ready? Let us take a long, deep breath, counting 3, 1 from the nose, go. 2, 3. Hold it. Keep it. One more time. Intaking all the fresh energy air into your physical body and circulate the new freshness inside of your body, and then let it out slowly from the mouth, along with no longer serving everything, people, way of being, event, memory that belongs to your past. Let it out. Ready? Go. 2, 3. Hold it. Keep it. Circulate it. The last one with a silence. This time, let us vocalize the energy when releasing, no longer serving from your being, our being, returning that back to the universe so the universe will take care of it, cleansing it or neutralizing it. But no longer under your connecting, letting out with the sound of ah. Ready? Let's go. Thank you for taking the time for yourself, the conscious breathing exercise, being current here now. This is June Universe. How you feel? I feel my body is heated up, warmed up, and my voice is my throat chakra needing some attention. It opened up because my shoulder is a pretty tight, too much phone and looking at the screen all day, especially staying at home perhaps. Hope you notice some difference or some changes before and after this breathing exercise. This is the quickest meditation, and it's good to close your eyes when you are about to go into the sleeping state. However, that I encourage you to use it as eyes open, wide awake, and use it anytime during the day before important moments. For when you are driving, or when you are about to make a public speaking or the meeting or whatever, that is something that you want to make as a highest self to take that dedication to your creation, you know. So we want to maximize the availability that you are, maybe more than you have as a channeling that the universe will support. In other words, it's channeling, like coming through you. So even that to help you achieve the highest achievement, that's ideal, isn't it? So the quickest breathing exercise three times would help to condition yourself. And when you practice, it's quickly you can align to that state so that ready, you know. That's a discipline and practice as a muscle, as a mindfulness exercise. It become easier and easier. Sometimes it's hard when you are so challenged. It's not good or bad, but it's just a heavy lifting energy. As long as your spirit is at work, it's hard, I know. But that kind of heavy lifting will give us a stronger muscle to reconnect and connect in our core essence, your core essence, and each part of you as one. So today's focus I'd like to give is, like, you know, I'm talking too much, and we have another less than 2 minutes. So I like to carry this today's focus to the next segment. If you are listening on Spreaker and connected platform, please check that description for the link for a second segment and come join for that. Today's focus: love yourself unconditionally first to love others. Channeling this message, and at the last portion of the show, I would like to deliver the intuitive reading insight for the requesters. Today's also from Life Path. So please join and click. You can also request your healing and blind reading to me at Facebook, June Universe, J-U-N-E, June, July, August, June Universe, one word, or Twitter. Send me a private message that you'd like to get the reading. All right, so please come join for the next segment and click in the link. I see you there. Until then, bye. Welcome back. So the focus of this day is love yourself unconditionally first to love others. So channeling this message, the self-love is the beginning of everything. Respect yourself, love yourself unconditionally. Sometimes it's hard to love yourself unconditionally. And conditioned love is that if we are doing good or being good, and then I love myself. That's conditioned. It's hard when we came from that environment, the childhood environment was conditioned love, or at least that we perceived as that conditioned love. And gaining love is to become something or accomplish something, unless otherwise we are unable to feel the love unconditionally. So if you're one of them, this is a chance, your opportunity to love ourselves unconditionally, love yourself unconditionally, give yourself a permission to love free no matter what, fading, unable to accomplish the goal you set or being set by others. Is that you unlovable? No, just unsuccessful this time. Failure is part of our life. Because of the failure, we find a way to achieve next time. We find a way to create something else. So accepting as is, as a human being, is love whatever happening, that you are lovable unconditionally. When we are never to love ourselves unconditionally, fully owning that loving part, including making mistakes and sometimes hurt others, then it's very difficult to love others unconditionally, because you are unable to love unconditionally yourself. What we are not enough, we cannot share with others. So when we love someone unconditionally, is we got to love ourselves unconditionally. Even someone complains about you, unlovable, that's their business. You are lovable. You must love yourself unconditionally in order to love others unconditionally. So it is easier for noticing other people giving conditional love. And remind yourself that that is that lack of love within that person. Unfortunately, we only have a power to change ourselves. We can influence it, but power, that change to self, is only individual has it. I mean, we are that powerful being. No one can change it. Truly, truly. So if you're resonating, let us start unconditional love to yourself, to love others unconditionally. Make mistake is human, forgive is good business. Forgive is also a good human. Practice when we notice, just for spirit's sakes, becoming a better person, loving more for bettering connection, relationship to your soul and spirit, the sake of your spirit, commit to love yourself unconditionally. First, to love others. This is June Universe. Thanks for joining. That's always a good reminder, especially when you are in that romantic love and relationship. It's natural to notice in some other people's non-resonating part to self. So of course we the two people in love as a lover, as a couple, is a two different human being from two different absolutely unique experience. Even having a mutuality, that's what the bond for that coupling and love. However, love unconditionally is to love others regardless of what is, because make mistake is human. There's an at least seven nasty part for a human being, even that matured, developed person. That's the human. So when we are human being, we must accept that. So that practice is, and reminder is always good practice. Excuse me. What happened to my throat chakra? Okay, so I would like to give intuitive reading. Today's focus is from Life Path. The first one that I would like to, oh, so when you listening this insight, I would like you to embody the feeling that you would like to have. I like to feel the connection, connected. I like to embody the feeling, connected. How about you? Choose intentionally. That's important. Right. And send a good thought to the energy reading request as if they're experiencing in the perfect way in their life. When you send a good thought to others, an energy return system of the universe is coming back to help you experience the chosen feeling. So your chosen ideal first, and then send a good thought to others. Just like love yourself unconditionally first, and then love others. So, how important to choose what you like to experience first, your feeding, and then good. The doing the same thing is the power of a connection using our together oneness energy. We are co-created, and I always appreciate and thankful for your co-creation. The first symbol for this reading I like to pick is coffee bean. Coffee bean, here is the 3 minutes. Okay. I'm having a sense that something this particular topic, particular matters, has been on pause, stop, as an almost like red flagged, and perhaps that you are told to pause or stop because of what had been. And that period is counting down, like time, the days are numbered, it so to speak, that it's coming to the end real soon. I'm getting the sense something about 20. So the 20th around this month, which is nearly the new moon, it's a new beginning. And that half of it is going to be taken away. So it means like a remaining half, you may need to be cautious still. However, go for it as a brand new idea to share with the others. There isn't a risk, however. I have a sense that there is an enough studies and analytic logical foundation to this looking like an immediate choice or immediate decision on the surface level. But it's not. That's the way it looks like. However, it is backed up with you're confident enough and then your heart connected and then now ready to release, unlock the luck. I'm having a sense a very intelligent package is hanging with seems like a spirit is supporting that at the old style but still serve the purpose, and the way you use it in a new way would give a complete comfort space for you to proceed with this particular topic of coffee bean. Good luck. I'm sending a lots of love and success energy to your creation. Thanks for your request. This is Coffee Bean from Life Path. Whew, I'm having a hard time expressing my voice. It means like you may want to exercise communication in wording your what you would like to connect for coffee bean. All right, the next one is hibiscus. Hibiscus. I'm having a very fresh, sparkling energy about this. Is sky is blue outdoor like summer and your spirit is a dance and it's a useful, it's a old thing as a new, it's flower blossoming, floral and very much feminine energy as an time to dance, enjoyable time to share with others. I'm having a sense that very positive and something to do with writing and gazing in other girls and women's really resonating to this. And the time is limiting in a way that season as the summer season and crowd is above and the star is the limit. I mean the no the sky is the limit till the moon and coming back, so to speak. So it's like opening up the potentials and the possibility and tossing out that idea with others is really good to do with the other women community. I am sensing. I feel the crown chakra open up and very intelligent women with a natural sense of willingness to show in a new way of what they are excited about. The sun comes in and the birds are around and delicious food. That's a wonderful setting to give attention to this particular hibiscus topic. Smell of the green grass or natural element aromatic effect is also around that. So pay attention to the place that will give you that environment or nuance or sense atmosphere. That could be a place that hold a gathering or something or event or a meeting to this particular res people who are in resonance. That is a good awareness, and this is hibiscus category of life path. Thank you for your request. The next one is marmalade. Marmalade. Something about stomach, sense of self, that to decide about this particular marmalade matter. And having a sense of something using your old idea into the new, fresh ones is, it's almost no effort, but it's useful and makes you truly happy. Like reminding what you already have and what you've done, and it is supported by your spirit. I'm having a sense that your intellectual ideas and creativity is very solid, and you must admit that solidity and to onward to follow the natural growth, maturing, and to updating your image of yourself. I'm having a sense that your spirit is guiding as an uplifting. So it might be good to change your outfit into a lighter color, or maybe the hair color lighter, to create some new outlook would be helpful to finding the better resonance to how much you matured and almost like repackaging in the guide, being guided by your spirit. I'm having a sense that your focus seems to be digital communication. That's one thing. However, be open to that old style way of connecting. It is hard during this pandemic period, however. Just prepare something for yourself, so then later time, perhaps in 2021, it can be useful for this particular matter. So idea is to take it as a long-term goal, and knowing that change already took it. So digest it and allow that growth guide your more joy in your life. Good luck. This is Marmalade category of life path. So the last one for today is chair. Chair. Okay. I'm having a sense that golden light coming in from your crown chakra, that something historical, something from ancestor food is guiding you to or supporting this particular matter of the chair. I'm having a sense this could be a very grounding business opportunity for you that connects your natural part with many different kind of element in it, but it's so solid naturally because outside of your idea seems to be your spirit is guiding in the four corner as a concrete way to stabilize and reliable form as an earthy reality. I'm having a sense that you already build the strong pillars. Not only a three pillars, but it's a four corners in solid. However, what you would like to pull out from what you already created is still unsure. That's the feeling I'm getting. Actually, open it up and organize it. It feels as in a too much work to do, but let's open it one by one, and perhaps it can be simpler than you could imagine. So just hands on to actually do physically to into it as being guided will give you a new perspective of use or what you already haven't developed. And please know that this pathway seems to be like a stepping stone was already created by you, and from now on here to the next is like, hey, you know, spirit is in your ancestors are guiding, putting you the step like you've done already. So let us guide the stages from here. So be open and get excited to this amazing transformation. That's what I'm hearing from your father side and sister in woman as an great grandmother or some sort, that it's a very feminine, floral, and very spiritual, intuitive person who is really grounding and like the idea that you, how far you came from, and then now she's totally in helping hand to enjoyably smiling and waiting for you to open up and trust in that process. Good luck. This is a great energy. Chair, thank you for your request. I'm sending lots of love and energy to your creation. Thanks. This is Chair, category of life path. Oh, the last one was really spontaneous. I like that. It rarely happened, but sometimes it's happened that channeling energy is particularly, I sense that some person behind it from the other side. Mine is more prediction type, forecasting for the upcoming possibility and probability. However, that some of the psychics or mediums or intuitive, whatever you name it, is really good to connect with the death people, to bring in messages from the people who went to the other side, you know, channeling. My profession is quite different, but sometimes that channeling, when the energy is strong to being sent by this presence. So this one, the last one was really, the chair was really connected to that presence that I felt. It's quite an spontaneous and unique for my delivery. So thank you for your request. Again, you can also request your blind reading about your life's curious matter, not someone else's, but yours. Send me private message over Facebook or Twitter at June Universe. I'm providing this intuitive reading for over the 15 years, mostly personal session over the phone. However, this is a community service and using together 3 minutes and deliver the insight without knowing your personal story. receive the request as a symbol. So please select that symbol, represent your curious matter, and let me know what it's about. Is it a love life or a relationship, or is it a work or family matter? Then I will pick that request and deliver the message here intuitively without knowing. If it's resonating, please take it for your better aim. If it's not, please do not take it, because I totally respect that you are the most knowledgeable person about you. Sometimes it's the darkest under the lighthouse. So if you use it as an well, it's not mine, and then that information would help you become closer to what you're looking for, if it's resonating. Either way, it will be fine that you're gonna get one step closer to what you're looking for. And also, you are giving all of us an opportunity to connect as one field of energy. So allow me to facilitate this oneness so that we can get something, what we need one another to be part of, which is the energy field of oneness. Together, we can co-create better. So, thank you for co-creating. Let us connect with one long, deep breath to closing this day's gathering. So, how's your chosen feeling? Mine is connecting. My throat chakra wants to open it up, but I feel a little bit more connected. So let us take a long, deep breath to deepen in the chosen feeling here now and connect this oneness and allow that energy to help you create your chosen experience being part of as one. Ready? Let us take a long, deep breath. Thanks for joining. This is June Universe. I see you next time. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart.